This segment of the Tom Abraham Show is brought to you by Essex. Easy for me to say. Essex Retail Outlet. That's right. Still time to get into Essex and buy that beautiful LCD TV so that you can watch the big game in glorious HD. And don't forget, a week after that, it's the Daytona 500. So you're going to be wanting to watch it in HD. I can guarantee you that. There ain't nothing like watching a little NASCAR in HD. It's absolutely beautiful. And, of course, your hockey you want to watch in HD as well. So get on down there. 32-inch LCD starting at just $299.99. 42-inch LCD starting at just $499.99. And you can get the biggie, a 52-inch LCD, just $899.99 at Essex. And with their nine locations, there's one where you are. Cookeville, Franklin, Berryhill, Madison, Murfreesboro, Clarksville, Mount Juliet, even up in Bowling Green and down in Huntsville, Alabama. You'll find them. Get their directions at EssexRetailOutlet.com. Don't pay too much for your TV. Stop in to your closest Essex Retail Outlet. What, I got a new mouth today or something? You know what it is? We ate lunch over at the Michelangelo's before the show, and I had that garlic pizza. So, Derek, don't get too close to me because I had a little garlic bread, garlic cheesy bread or whatever it was, and now I can't talk straight. Derek Perez is the vice president of marketing over there at the Predators, and he joins us. He's been on the phone with us before, joins us in studio. How you doing, man?
Good, man. How you guys doing?
We are great. How do you like these digs here? It's a pretty nice little studio, isn't
it? Nice studio. I like it.
You know, we're like Avis.
You get comfy in here.
You know, we might not be number one, but we sure as hell try harder.
Is that right?
We got as nice a studio. I've worked at four different radio stations in my radio career, and I've never been in a studio this sweet. We got our flat screens going, little Tony Stewart action going on here. We got all kinds of good stuff, so it's good over here.
It used to be an old recording studio, is that right?
This was, I want to say, Amy Grant. Yeah, Amy Grant's, which is, you know, Amy, she's a season ticket holder.
Season ticket holder, big fan.
Yeah, saw Vince was at the game.
Vince comes to a lot of games.
Tuesday night, I saw him. He was at the game this last Tuesday night. He was there hugging the ice, the glass there where he sits down there.
Yep.
Talk to me now. Tonight, we get the Phoenix Coyotes coming in. Is tonight like giveaway a goal night or something like that? Can we do a promotion where we can get like some extra goals or what? What do you think?
Look, if we can get four goals, you get your Frosty, right?
Four goals.
Tonight's let's see. Tonight we've got Colorado in town. We've got a really big game tonight. Like to get 2 points out of that, and get some momentum going on Saturday night, which we've got the
Sharkies,
the hated San Jose Sharks coming into town with their powerful powerhouse of a team. And if we get a couple points there, we go on the road with some momentum.
That's going to be a big trip into New York. You know, you got going to New York City before the break there, and you got three games in the city with the Islanders and the Devils and the Rangers, and then
Islanders and Rangers back to back, and then we get a day off in Manhattan, and then a little Devil action on Friday night, and then on Sunday we've got an afternoon game against the Penguins.
You know, when I saw that game, being that it was a noon game, I assumed that maybe that was an NBC game, but I guess it's not. I don't know if they just 1 o'clock is their time for Sunday games, or was it in the plan just in case? Or
no, what they're doing is that Sunday game before the Olympics start, because remember the Olympics opening ceremony is Friday night, and the players have to be in Vancouver by, I believe, Monday.
Right.
They want to get all the games completed so that guys can get on a plane and make their way out to Vancouver.
So the opening ceremonies are the Friday night before that
opening
weekend?
Opening ceremonies are Friday the 12th, yes.
Oh, so the guys won't be able to be in the opening ceremonies?
I believe the first hockey game that gets played in the Olympics is on the 16th.
Oh, I know, because I know a lot of those guys were excited about maybe being able to walk, in the parade and all that stuff in the ceremonies, but they can't do that, yeah.
And then some of them, depending, they can walk through the closing ceremonies, I believe.
Right. Are you guys planning on doing anything Saturday as a send-off to our Olympians?
Yep, Saturday night we've got if you're coming Saturday night, you're going to get a commemorative Olympic poster. It'll have our Olympians on there in their nation's jersey, not their home team jersey, but their nation's jersey. Autographed poster, great keepsake, nice, get them framed, put it up in the house. And that's for everybody who walks through the doors on Saturday night. And then we've got a little pregame ceremony, and everything will be themed throughout the night, Olympics, so you'll get a nice Olympic feel coming.
I love the feel of the production of the games this year. I mean, and I'm not taking a shot at anybody in the past, but I personally, I'm glad you got rid of the cartoon, to open the thing. I have always said that, look, if you're going to sell hockey, show hockey. I mean, and you've got so many great clips there, and you're doing a lot, and it changes at times, too. I love the black and white. it's just it's a tremendous production, and I know that kind of falls under
Yeah, I think the biggest thing for us is playing off the emotion, right? When people come to the game, they love the interaction of the fans, they love the look on a player's face, they love the speed, the intensity. All of that comes down to emotion. We want to show that in the beginning, set it up so the crowd gets nice and excited for when the boys skate out and we get ready to play.
The last game I was at was the Military Monday when Lee Greenwood came out and sang between the first and second periods.
That was just
stunning. And I don't know if that was planned or how planned it was, but that's what happens. You don't know. When you go to a Preds game and you're in a Music City, you don't know, A, who you're going to see at the game. You're always a lot of, Titans go to games and there's some music stars and stuff. But you also don't know all of a sudden Lee Greenwood's going to walk out on stage and belt out at I'm proud to be an American.
We had Tom Green there, the comedian, Tom Green on Tuesday night.
Yeah, I saw him on TV.
He walked through the front door like he was regular Joe Schmo, walked right up, wore his top hat, had a great time at the game. We've got a little bit of a surprise on the anthem on Saturday night. I'm not going to spoil it, but it is a well-known recording artist that has a new album coming out next week. So that's big for us. But yeah, to your point, you come out to Smashville, you don't know who you're going to see. But
you don't know.
You're always going to see somebody, that's for sure.
It's good stuff. I like the Attitude commercials, too, that you guys are running on TV. And there's been big crowds, and there should be big crowds. This team hit a little bit of a soft spot, and clearly, I got it, looking to get it turned back around. They had gotten a win on Saturday and then got a point anyway. It was a frustrating game to watch. I watched it on the center ice on the Phoenix side,
right,
and it was a tough game to watch. And can you address the issue of the ice a little bit, just because our fans were asking, our listeners were asking, did it have to do it Monday at all with the WWE thing?
Had nothing to do with Monday and the WWE. It had everything to do with the circus and the elephants.
The elephants will do it.
The elephants always will do it. We had to take the ice out in order to have the circus come into town. So we had what you would call seasoned ice.
Right.
It had been frozen. It had been cut. It had been frozen. It had actually fermented, if you will, into better ice. We had to melt that, take that out, put in three rings, and then put new ice in after the circus left. And so once you put new ice in, it's always a little soft. You've got to go through the process again, and I think that's what you're hearing. That's what you're hearing. Maybe some of the complaints and some of the fans.
But I didn't hear much about it from Saturday's game as much as this one. It seemed like more this game. I don't know. Maybe there was some Saturday. I don't know. But
I think it's I think you hear a little bit about it, but ultimately, at the end of the day, I don't think that had anything to do with the game on Tuesday.
Yeah. Both teams are playing on the same ice.
Exactly. Yeah. I think the game on Tuesday was a good defensive battle. You had two great goalies that played. Pekka played. He played out of his mind. I thought he had one of the better games of the season. We had our chances, they had their chances, and when you go 10 rounds in overtime or in a shootout, it's just you got to chalk it up to it's an unfortunate game. But if you look at the last two games, we've brought home 3 out of 4 points. While we had a little bit of a snag there, feels like we're back to where we were, before the little bit of a slump there, and we're positive headed into Colorado and headed into San Jose here, and then on the road.
Yeah, and then it's going to be great after the Olympic break coming back, and you know, a lot of home dates on the backside. I think there's 4 Thursday night games coming back, a bunch of Saturday night games still. You're still selling the black and blue package as well. The jersey's a hit, right?
I mean, jersey's a hit.
Yeah.
The third uniform, everybody seems to like it. We're changing the package a little bit for the back end of the season. If you buy into March, buy the rest of the season, you get season ticket holder status, and you get playoff status.
Which there will be. I don't care how close we're in. There will be playoffs this year in that building.
We are planning for playoffs in that building. That is for sure. So the package is a little bit different. It's our March to the Playoff package, and we're going to get ready coming out of the Olympic break here with I think it's 12 home games to the end of the season, and be ready to go.
It's going to be a nice run there.
It's going to be a great run.
Derek Prezant studio with us, one of the VPs down there marketing at the Sommet Center with the Predators. Is there any talk walking? I'm a uniform geek. If you listen to the show at all, I'm always commenting on uniforms and stuff. I think the new third jersey is great. When you guys are just walking around in hallways, is there any talk about doing a white version of it, you think, maybe? Or could the future hold a bit of a change at all, maybe, or no?
Future could possibly hold a bit of a change. I'm not entirely sure we're going to stand on that. We like our whites and our blues, what we're wearing now. We like our uniform. We like having a third jersey, and it's a little bit different than the mustard third jersey that people have come to either know and love or know and hate.
Right.
It's opinion split on that one, but I think the positive is for the third jersey for this year in the uniform, it's such a great look. It's a sharp look. It's got a classic throwback style to it while still keeps our brand intact, with which, you know, our community can really grab a hold of, and you know, it seems to be working for us. So
it's amazing how many you see in the stands. I mean, in just such a quick period of time. Now, I know the season ticket holders and all that stuff, but it's just incredible how many of them you see out there, and you know, that people have gravitated to it.
Yeah, it's got a, like I said, I think it's got a great look. I've bought them for friends and family. I like that one. Not that I don't like the others, but for me, I like that blue color. I like the numbering and the lettering.
That's what I like, the font. I like the old, the full athletic block. I used to be in that business, and I like the full athletic block numbers.
Right.
You know,
it's a little bit of throwback with a little bit of new school in it. So.
Yeah, yeah, that's good stuff. All right, Derek, I appreciate you coming down. Tonight's a big night. Tickets still remain for tonight. You can't get a ticket, it looks like, for Saturday night. I don't think, they're scarce.
Man, if you need a ticket for Saturday night, you need to call the box office now.
Now, right now,
you
to get that.
Cannot wait.
Tonight's game is huge.
Tonight's
game
is
a colossal
huge.
Game.
If you are a college student, bring your college ID to the box office. You'll get a break on a ticket. If you're not a college student and wish you were still in college, you can still get a great break on a ticket. Come on down. It's going to be a great game tonight.
Beautiful. It's going to be a good crowd tonight, I think, too.
It's going to be a good crowd.
I think so. All right. Good night for it. All right, Derek, appreciate you coming down.
All right, boys. Thanks for having me.
All right, Derek Perez joining us from the Predators.